Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WBQC.7 is online at WBQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
We'll be right back.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
All right, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio. The Burn Man today, Mr. Personality, and Country Kenny. Hempress and Chef Pottenhash, they both got the flu. So you get us today.
It's January 31st, Monday. This is the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio. I'm Mr. Personalities, and I just got over the flu, and now they have it. I wonder if there's a connection there. Kenny, how you
feeling? I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good.
You feeling pretty good?
Wish everybody well.
I'd say we probably have some audience members out there. Some of our regular listeners, like Mima. Hello, Mima. How are you today? Chuck, you got a story there in front of you about a Utah police shooting. You want to read that?
Okay. Police kill man in drug raid gone wrong. Utah police shoot and kill a man within seconds of storming his parents' home. Video of the raid shows the man had a warrant to search for drugs, but only found a small amount of pot and an empty vial that apparently contained meth. Local media reports that Todd Blair, 45, was a drug addicted rather than a dealer, according to family and friends.
So he wasn't the dealer the cops made him out to be, right? He was just a user?
Just a user.
A regular user. And they... Oh, it's a good police work gone wrong once again, huh?
In the video, Blair could be seen holding a golf club over his head as police smashed through his door within seconds without demanding Blair drop the iron or lay it down. Weber Morgan County Strike Force Sergeant Tony Burnett fired three shots into him. The local prosecutors deemed the killing justified, but his family is planning a federal lawsuit, arguing police had plenty of alternatives. Blair's death raises questions of multiple heavily armed officers were sent to raid a drug addict, and why Weber and Morgan counties in Utah would even need a narcotic strike force. Local police are able to keep property they seize in drug raids, often without the necessity of a conviction, creating a perverse incentive for reinvestment in military equipment and carry out additional raids.
I guess they just do what they want.
That's pretty much what they do anyway.
People, it's time to stand up.
Well, usually the thing is, I mean, a lot of that police work's done for them by other people that are trying to get themselves out of trouble, right? So what do they care if you've got a family or not? You know, they're just trying to get their butt out of jail. So they'll give them your name whether you're the guy or not. And, well, that's how tragic things like that happen, I would imagine, right?
Right. What else you got over there, Chuck?
I'm looking for the video link to this.
Pulling a couple stories up right now myself. We spent most of our time today preparing the audio files for this show, and we didn't really put much thought or effort into the live segment. So you'll have to forgive the loud, long pauses there. Silence is deafening. Kenny, you want to tell people about Street Vibe a little bit?
Street Vibes. It's a local paper here in Cincinnati. It's about 14 years old. It's put out to help the homeless instead of panhandling. This is honest money. I'm located over in Covington, Kentucky, up around 10th and Madison or down around the courthouse. And we got calendars. I got a few left, so look me up.
They're not Norman Rockwell style calendars, but they're a little more gritty.
Right.
You can definitely feel the urbanness of the calendar. But the photos are really good quality photos, and they're definitely from an artistic standpoint.
Yeah.
A little bit of a dark humor in some of them. On a side note, Martha Stewart came out with a new color today, and it's called Hemp.
Oh,
I don't know
that
she came out with it today. I found out about it today. So run out to Kmart and pick up some Martha Stewart hemp-colored paint.
You got it at Home Depot, too.
Do they?
They're also going to be, Street Vibes is going to have a radio station here pretty soon, so everybody stay tuned. I think it's going to start on Tuesdays, maybe, at noon.
Tuesdays?
Just keep listening for more information. We'll update.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to read this email I've got right here. I don't really have a... I'm not going to do it in the third person or anything. I'm just going to read it the way I'm seeing it on my screen here. Tonight I got an email from a lady a few counties over from me telling me that yesterday when the juvenile judge enrolled their son into drug court, that he made the father take a drug test to prove he is in a good role model position. He tested positive for marijuana. I didn't believe it at the time. Then she sent me the enrollment documents, and there it is in black and white. Parents, guardians, or custodians are made party to herein to shall submit to and pass drug and alcohol screenings as at the request of the drug court team. That's kind of scary, right?
Who comes up with these laws? Yeah. Or whatever it is.
What was it you were telling me about where they were having trouble enforcing the drug testing of high school kids, so now you can't play a sport without a drug test?
Yeah, it's a, you got to be in some
extracurricular activity.
Yes, a football team, cheerleader.
What state was that?
Chess, I think it's right here. Yeah, hell, even parking parking lot at Dixie High School.
Oh, I did.
They got to take a drug test to park in their parking lot. That's why they all park over in Kmart's across the street.
Right, yeah, the Kmart that went out of business, right? They just, like, load that.
No, it's still in business. There's one over on Dixie Highway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the busiest empty store you've ever been in. I mean, the parking lot is loaded down. You go in there thinking there's going to be a wait, and it's like a ghost town inside. I always wondered about that. Those are all the... They won't park there because they're getting tested, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, that's basically what... I've heard from them.
That's crazy.
I got another story here. This Kentucky lawmakers wants random drug test for welfare recipients. Representative Loney Napier, Republican, Lancaster, spoke during a House Committee on Appropriations and Revenue Committee meeting held in Room 131. Of the Capitol Annex in Frankfort, Friday, March 3rd, 2006, committee. State lawmaker wants random drug tests of adult Kentuckians who receive food stamps, Medicaid, or other assistance. Those who fail the test would lose their benefits under House Bill 208, filed by Republican Loney Napier. Republican.
Listen, I'm all for the welfare reform because, I mean, they're wasting money. They bleed money. But at the same time, I'm totally against drug testing for anything. So, I mean, I'm kind of torn on that story because they've got to do something about the welfare. Well, I mean, they just can't keep perpetuating.
There's no jobs. Well, and now they're going to cut
out.
Starve
the pot smokers is what it looked like.
Well, let's starve the pot smokers.
You either conform or you ain't eating.
Well, yeah, that's what that looks like, yeah, but...
I mean, you're a medical user, and you either conform or...
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right, because the welfare program is federal, and if you're a medical user, then you're...
You just conform
level,
or
right?
It doesn't matter. Even if you're just a regular user, then they're going to starve you out. There ain't no jobs around.
There really doesn't seem to be any jobs. I've been out
not
of
very
for
many
months now, and it's in my industry, and it's not even a very specialized industry. There is no jobs. Nobody's hiring.
Well, if that law passes, it will be chaos because you're taking away food stamps and welfare and housing and a lot of other stuff.
Shoplifting's going up when that happens. That's all crime. That's just another way to make the crime go up. They got to fill up that new jail that was built over in Canton County. I'm sure they got plenty of other new jails in mind.
So how can we stop that 208, that bill? Is there any way?
Call your representatives. Tell them to stop it.
Is that a
make
state?
Them plain.
Is that a state
that's
level
Kentucky
or
state.
Level? It's Kentucky state.
Right.
Okay.
So... Is there a number there or anything?
I mean, I'd get a hold of your state representative. Right. I don't have that information in front of me. Chuck, do you have any kind of links or anything?
Oh, that's an archaic link right there.
If you contact your Kentucky state representative...
Just find out who your representatives are and tell them.
Right.
Stop the nonsense. Hey, let's cut to a song now.
Okay.
Look around through here.
Well, what are you going to play?
I got to roll some pot up here.
All right. Okay. So, hey, man. I think you left a seed right there. And all right. So we're gonna cut away. We'll be back. Stay high. Stay dry.
Hi. I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given a prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Not a lot of options when you're opting to flee with your middle fingers up and yell at the police. police. I said the police, the police. What? Anyway, what the girl to do? What would you in my shoes? Weed is all I use, so indeed I'm confused. Oh, and DCP gonna be beefing with me, cause I still legalize it all, especially the breeze. Cause nothing treats me better than a cannabis leaf. Oh wait, let me correct that, it's a blossom I need. It's awesome when the blossom goes to rich THC, and I get it from the pharmacy, so the police. Oh no, the 5-0's coming. 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 Government jobs, contemplating hundreds of ridiculous laws, making criminals the rebels only gives us a cause. Legalize it cause we smoke it anyway, smoke it every day, smoke it anytime, any place, blow it in your face, throw it over way to take aim, name names and make change, rattle these chains and make way, straight plays. 24 hours a day we be dazed, you're confused up in this prohibitive bitch, flipping middle fingers, giving them lip, thinking little battles, baby, we be winning the shit. 19 is the instrument, props to California, pass it in November, baby, tax the marijuana, state by state. Nobody wanna say after lighting up a J. Oh no, the 5-0's coming. 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 Oh no.
I call this my coming out of the closet song. I'm not at all ashamed to say that I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing marijuana in my yard. I got little pots of pot spread out all over the lot, cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Well, I got the seed from Mexico, stuck it in some dirt and let it grow. Put it in my garden with my peppers and my peas, and I get all the smoke I need for free. Cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing marijuana in my yard. We keep it where no one can see, so let's keep this between you and me. But I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. I can't tell my boss or I'll get far. I don't grow much, just what I use. I work all day and when I'm through I smoke some marijuana from my yard, yeah. Wants to talk to me. He says, how you gonna smoke up all that weed? He says, money's what you're in it for. Don't you know we're in a war? Now I'm gonna haul your ass downtown with me. I said, hey man, what is it to you? How do I infringe on what you do? Well, I beg your pardon if you're offended by my garden. Well, I just can't grow Prozac in my yard. So I grow my own medicine in my yard. I give some to my neighbor for his heart. I share it with my grandma who keeps it from her son. Cause we all know that stuff's against the law. Well, now there's nothing growing in my yard. Cause the cops took all my land, both my cars. Now I have to buy my pot from a teenager in the parking lot who's growing marijuana in his yard. Oh, anyone can grow it in their yard. Hey, I can show. never mind the president. Let's overgrow the government and all grow marijuana in our yard. Let's grow some marijuana in our yard.
Okay, that last one was Growing Marijuana in My Yard by Ben Scales. A little mishap there with the board. That's what you get when you get high amateurs. Okay, well, here's a story. A former U.S. Border Patrol agent who was fired in 2009 for expressing his opinion to a fellow officer is now suing his former employers for termination as a result of his political and personal beliefs. According to Brian Gonzalez, now 26, he was fired just short of finishing his two-year probationary period with the CBP, Customs and Border Protection, in El Paso sector. He alleges he was terminated for exercising his First Amendment right to free speech when speaking with another officer about immigration and the legalization of drugs. The El Paso sector of CBP covers New Mexico and West Texas, and the ACLU of New Mexico has taken up the representation of Gonzalez in this case. In a released statement Thursday, the ACLU New Mexico said, firing a public servant because of their political opinions is an egregious violation of the First Amendment. We cannot require, nor should we expect, uniformity of thought within our law enforcement institutions. Purging the ranks of government employees who fail ideological purity tests is about as un-American as it gets. They also refer a conversation with a co-worker that they believe led to Gonzalez's termination. Well, that's not. Gonzalez pulled his vehicle up next to a fellow CBP, Customs and Border Protection agent, who was in the same vicinity, the press release reports. In the course of a casual discussion concerning the drug-related violence in Mexico, Gonzalez remarked that he believed that legalization of drugs would be the most effective way to end the violence. He also related to the other agent that as a former dual U.S.-Mexican citizen, he understood the economic factors that drive immigrants to cross the border without documentation to seek work. Word of Gonzalez's opinion on these matters quickly spread to his superiors, who informed the Joint Intake Command in Washington, D.C. Internal Affairs launched an investigation soon after, and the Border Patrol terminated Gonzalez in October 2009. A few months passed before he was spoken to about the conversation, but when he finally was, he said it was more confrontational than a simple inquiry. They said if I was a socialist, if they asked if I was a socialist, if I had plans to overthrow the government, if it felt almost like an interrogation, as if I were a criminal, said Gonzalez. His former employers say they were well within their rights to terminate Gonzalez because he was not fired unlawfully, i.e. based on race, gender, ethnicity, age, etc. USBP says anyone can be let go for any reason or no reason, as long as the reason is not unlawful. Well, that clears it right up, doesn't it? Yeah, that's clear as mud. ACLU New Mexico seeks compensatory and punitive damages and are asking that the court declare the USBP violated Gonzalez's First Amendment rights of free speech. And that's pretty much the end of that story, or at least the end of it in English. I don't read Spanish, so I'm going to turn the reins of the machine back over to the Burn Man.
The drug war's out of control, ain't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, they even got to think the way they want them to think.
Well, that sounds like what they're trying to do. It's like their little robot was broken, so they had to get rid of him. Oh, he thinks for himself. He probably uses that marijuana, too.
And he probably corrupt the rest of them.
Yeah, we can't have that. But doesn't sound like he's going to get his job back, but it doesn't sound like he's going to have to work anymore. So maybe he'll use some of that money they shut him up with to benefit the legalization.
Right. Got to end the drug war, people.
Yes, you do. It was really strange. When you're just sitting around with nothing to do, listening to the radio, it seems like time just flies right on by. But when you're on the other end trying to push the radio out and make a show out of it, every second's a minute. Yeah. I swear, man.
Every second counts.
I bet Lynn knows what we're talking about. How you feeling out there, Lynn?
I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, it is cold and flu season, so smoke your marijuana, kids.
You're missing out on what we're rolling up here. Kenny ain't. He's burning up. Yeah.
Burn down.
Your eyes are so
red.
Today's
Monday, ain't it?
It is Monday.
Monday.
Let's cut to a clip right here, and we'll be right back.
You're seriously saying we should legalize drugs? Is this
everybody commissioned to study the problem has said it.
Oh, everybody
if
who?
If we legalize them, we treat the disease instead of punishing it away.
Great, then you want to pass out needles too?
Perhaps. You're against the spread of AIDS, are you?
If we were to legalize drugs...
We could neutralize the gangs, take the drug business out of the shadows.
And do what, celebrate it?
How about regulate it? Tax it?
Yes, and then every liberal in America could just light up and say, hallelujah, legalize drugs!
The idea was first raised by conservative Republicans.
Oh, please, when?
When the party had thinkers. Before it was hijacked by the likes of Rush Limbaugh.
Here we go.
A drug addict himself.
Ancient history.
Who somehow fared much better in our justice system. I wonder why.
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
Face of all the earth.
narco Nazis, this is what I say. I make my living off what God has given. Who are you to stand in my way?
Boy, that was one catchy jingle right there, wasn't it? It makes me want to reach for an ice cold something. I can't really picture what it was, though.
A bowl?
Something to cool my throat down right. After I smoke Ebola. I need something that rhymes with that. Something that rhymes with smoke Ebola. Ice cold.
Coca-Cola.
Hey, that's it, isn't it? Yeah. That would cool my throat right down here. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the spot right there.
So what are we going to talk about?
For the next 14 minutes, how's every little thing?
Well, we need some donations. We need people to come down and donate some money. Maybe write it off your taxes, I think.
And become a member of WVQC.
Right.
Cost you $30. And You can get some prizes, some hoodies and stuff.
Oh, no, if you kick in an extra 20 or 30 bucks, you could have a hoodie. I think she still has some hoodies left, right?
Right.
And for an extra 10 or 15 bucks, I think you get a hat, something like that. Those are provided by our friends at
Natural Choices.
Natural Choices. Those guys are, we don't have any of their clips. Oh, I forgot to get one of their clips. What is it? ForNaturalChoice.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that Crash and Trey, is that right?
Yeah, Crash and Trey. I believe that was her
Ashtray?
Name.
Ashtray? Ashtray? No, that's not right. But, yeah, so if you become a member of WVQC, well, you get...
You get to keep on listening to us for one thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, because...
That's really important there. Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, you keep the airways open to public opinion, and that is important right there, because, you know, freedom of speech is one thing, but if you've got freedom of speech and nobody can hear your voice, I mean, what right. do you got, really? You don't really have freedom of speech anymore. So they still give you the illusion of freedom of speech, but they take away your voice by, like, regulating the power outage puts and things like that. I don't know. I'm an anarchist.
We need a few people to come down and debate with us. That's what we need.
We do need a master debater down here, don't we? But, yeah, I mean, if your opinion counts, then you should maybe make your voice heard. There's plenty of spots here on this radio station.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to become a member or you want to become a participating, active radio...
Person
like myself, well, please send a silver dress stamped envelope too. No, I'm just kidding. Don't mail that anywhere. Come on down to WVQC, Media Bridges. It's on the corner of Central Parkway and Race Street. What's the actual street address? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Right here on the corner. I'm sure you can mail them too, though.
Right. Yeah, we're right here on the corner.
They got a website also.
Yep. WVQC.org.
I got a message here from law enforcement. Well, it's from Students Sensible Drug Policy, University of Cincinnati. And subject: today, you see, host Howard, I don't know how you spell it, it's spelled R-A-H-T-Z, from LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, be speaking there. At 5 p.m., McMicken, I guess room 256.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, this...
Where is it at McMicken? Which building? Does it say the building name, the house name?
It will be in McMicken 256 at 5 p.m.
McMicken 256 at 5 p.m.? Yeah. The one of the... Is it the president of LEAP? Is it that one guy?
No, it's a... Come see a retired Cincinnati police chief speak out against the failed war on drugs.
Hmm.
He's, I guess he was there before Chief Stryker.
Oh, boy, that's a long time ago right there.
Yeah, Stryker's been in there too long.
Yeah, he's fixing to retire, I think.
That might be something to get
I on. I remember him when he was a rookie.
Yeah, I've heard a few of those stories. I don't think those are radio ready. That might be something to actually get on film, right?
So
yeah, I was already thinking about... I just got an email from someone that wanted to go over there and film that.
Are you?
We might. You want to go?
If you're a resident of Northern Kentucky, you could catch Hemp Rock TV on Channel 21 Insight Cable. And residents of the Hamilton County area need to check with their local provider to find out what channels they're
Cincinnati's
on.
Cincinnati's Channel 4 on Media Bridges.
It's from township to township, though. It's channel to
Metro
channel,
Metro 24.
Right?
And it's at different times, too, also. And
yeah, you'll just have to check or just
the,
keep checking in.
List.
Hemp Rock TV.
Just keep looking through your public access. A lot of other good programs on there, too. Better than regular TV.
I would like to just say that it is cold and flu season, so make sure to smoke your marijuana, children.
It's been keeping me healthy. You guys just don't smoke enough.
That's, I think that's what it was, man. Is I missed a day or two on my marijuana intake, and I caught the flu.
Hmm.
I don't know if it was the swine flu My buddy kept saying it was a swine flu, but I saw no police cars. I felt like arresting no one, so I'm not sure that it was a swine flu. That's a cheap shot. Sorry, I like police. I really do. As long as you're leaving me alone and letting me live my life. I mean, most of my life I've been spent persecuted by the drug war. I mean, it's not really a war on drugs. It's war on people, man. I mean, I live my life basically smoking marijuana my entire life, and I've always felt persecuted for it. I can't go out and just socialize with my friends and smoke a joint in public without worrying about being hemmed up by the police, thrown on the ground, handcuffed, have my rights violated, made to look like a criminal in front of the eyes of my friends and peers. I mean, it's just really sickening when you think about this war on drugs. It's never been a war on drugs. It's always been a money-making industry to keep people down. I mean, another form of control.
There's going to be a rally at the Washington, D.C. 420, ain't it?
Yeah, 420. Yeah. I'd like to be able to charter a bus or something. Yeah. Too bad Megabus didn't go. Right. There, man. We'd load it down. But they don't
everybody should be at the D.C. at 420.
If you've seen some of the crowds down there from years past, I mean, yeah, there needs to be more people there, but they're already ignoring tens of thousands of people. I mean, they've been ignoring.
Well,
the
they can't ignore a million.
We'll camp out there until they legalize it.
Well, yeah. Look at Egypt. If you change the policies and the faces and names, yeah. I mean, I don't know that I'd want
in a world of hurt.
Egypt. Well, that's civil unrest severely. Yeah. I mean, but, I mean, they're like that because the president's hijacked the country yet again, right? My throat hurts.
I mean, how much more time we got there?
Yeah, we got a few minutes. What's going on with Street Vibes?
Well, yeah. Like I said before, it was it's a local paper. It's about 14 years old, and it's put out to help the homeless instead of panhandling. You can reach me over in Covington, and you can see a lot of people over here in Cincinnati on different corners, so stop and help the vendor.
I would just like to add, hold on with it. I'd just like to add. Hold on one second. I'm sorry, I'm done. Let's hear from Cheech and Chong. Cheech?
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
That really wasn't Chong.
That really wasn't Chong. I believe that was Chong.
Right.
Yeah, I know it was.
Are you sure it was? Oh, you were standing right there, weren't you? Weren't you standing right there?
No, I wasn't standing right there, but Glenn was.
Oh, okay. Wait for it.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be 4:20 exactly.
It's about time for us to get out of here.
Yep.
And we'll see you tomorrow, and hopefully the Hampers will be here tomorrow.
What was that one thing that wise man once said about that one time? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord
Jay's
split you.
Here.
Okay, so
stay tuned for Jay
All Day coming up next. All right, and we're going to go ahead and say goodbye.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WVQC, people-powered radio.